College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go to the phone. So a lot happened here, most of it related to the Phils. Should they be more aggressive this year? Are you willing to give up big prospects, prime prospects? Well, put another way is, do you believe in the club here? Enough that prime prospect you feel like pushes you over the top or gives you that great shot to be over the top. Because you don't want to do it if you just got, you know, Manny, Moe, and Jack. Now, some would say the Phillies outfielders are Manny, Moe, and Jack, and a guy named Nick. And you're not wrong. Like, I mean, it actually is a weak outfield. So the idea is, well, if you add an outfielder or a pitcher or both, is that enough when you consider you got, you know, a lot of guys not delivering individually? Stott, you know, JT is a hitter anymore. You know the deal. So how do you feel? I mean, there's a report from Matt Gelb. The Phillies are more aggressive in their tone this year, approaching other clubs to make deals. Do you think that's the right call? Let's go to the phones. John in Allentown right now. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Hammer.
Hey, buddy.
You totally pulled a Castellanos on me, man. I mean, non-competitive at-bats, man. I was counting on you to sweep this thing, man.
Well, listen, I was disappointed in how I performed, and I own that. He was ahead of me. There's no question. He was ahead of me, and I know I could have done a better job, but I did not. What'd you say, Jeff?
Take one in the rid, at least, man. Yeah.
You know, maybe I should have.
Oh,
well, I'm sorry I disappointed you.
That's all right, man. I'm still on your side, brother.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much.
Joe, you've got to be humble.
Okay.
It's super annoying that you are. When you are the humble hammer, it annoys them more than when you're being, you know, the normal hammer.
I agree with that. I think it has thrown them off a little bit. And I think they're a little concerned that people are kind of turning against them. If you notice, when Spike addressed what he addressed yesterday, he's like, I'm saying this just on behalf of me, which for me is code for Jack and Ike have probably told him privately, like, yo, Holmes, like, you're kind of putting us out there on a limb a little bit. So Spike stayed out on that limb. But if you notice, like, you know, Jack and Ike yesterday kind of, you know, started distancing themselves from their own coworker a little bit. That's the way I interpret it.
That's an accusation.
I mean, that's the way it sounds to me.
Joe, I think the Phillies need to go all in. I'm talking all in. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe Stott goes out the door. You know, your best pitching prospect goes out the door. They need to go all in.
Be very interesting to know what Stott even gets you. Look, I don't expect Stott to out the door because then who's your second baseman? You have to acquire one. I don't want Sosa to be it. I don't think Stott's out the door this season because now you got another position to fill, and I don't think that's reasonable to expect.
So, you know, you bring in a guy that plays shortstop when you had a natural shortstop, and you totally screw him up. The Stott experiment, to me, it's failed. Like, he's done. He is what he's going to be as far as I can see, man.
You might be right about that. You reach a point with players.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like, what, he's 28, 27, 28?
Something
so
like
you
that.
So you can't really give him the, well, he's young still.
I agree.
You know,
excuse, not for baseball,
but
he's not.
He is still a good second baseman.
Oh, he's a great
his
defensive
offense
player.
Is just
purely for 2025. You don't think Edmundo Sosa would be an upgrade if they played every day at second base?
No.
I do. Offensively, I do.
I don't. I think
you don't think he's a better offensive player than Stott right now?
I really don't. No. I mean, he had a hot start. We all know that. I mean, I'd have to look where the numbers are now, but I bet you they're not far off from where Stott currently is, and that's in a lot less about it. Always looks like the more Sosa plays, the worse he does.
Yeah, a lot of people have that opinion.
I agree with that. Sosa's numbers are much better, though, still. He's batting .276. He's got a .746 OPS. So he has been, even though I agree with you, Joe, he's definitely dropped off, and he always does.
Yeah.
His numbers are clearly better than Stott.
Okay. Hey, John, give me a big answer. Public comment from public figure. The greatest and most memorable ever is which?
This one meant more to me than any of them because That's how I felt when the Eagles won it at the parade. Jason Kelce said, no one likes us. We don't care.
Interesting answer right there.
Ooh.
Interesting.
I don't agree with it, but yes.
No, I don't either, actually.
We care.
Why?
Because we care.
Because we care.
Of course we care. We always get upset about this stuff. It's a great line. I'm just saying I don't think the line itself is that true.
I mean, Devin, look when Jalen gets criticized publicly by national people or local people, how much people get up in arms. Like, people do care what people say.
Yeah, because Philadelphia protects our own, but if, like it's only okay when we say it type mentality.
That's the point.
I mean,
we care when other people
care.
Say it. Yeah, the point is, if we didn't care, we'd just be like, sure, say whatever they want. We don't care.
Yeah. No. I mean, I love...
I like the speech.
Well, I know. I love the speech.
Of course. It's a great speech in Philly history.
Yeah, I'm not ripping the speech. I'm not ripping the man. I'm just saying that one sentence was inaccurate. That's all I'm saying. Hey, by the way, I think, James, we need a clarification the more I think about this. So with this very broad topic today,
very
as we
broad.
Give away
yes.
Adam Sandler tickets, I think because this started with the Lee Elia rant, and we started with rants and then other type of public comments, I think there are some for the purpose of what we're ultimately trying to achieve here, which is more in the fun variety of public comments
mm-hmm.
that we should say we're not looking for instance, like... FDR with like the only
fear,
thing we have to fear is fear itself. Or like Martin Luther King, I Have a Dream, which are like the greatest type of public comments of which we have audio for, but not really at the heart of what we're going for. So wouldn't you say what we're looking for is something a little bit more fun
totally.
Than that kind of stuff? Is that
yes.
a fair way to frame
yes.
it?
Entertaining is what we're going
entertaining.
For.
Like when Bill Clinton said, I'm not had sexual relations with that woman, it's entertaining. I mean, I got the president talking about the nasty. We're not. Just saying. Go, folks.
I might like the horny hammer most of the hammer.
that's another one we could put in the poll. Hey, let's go to Ed in Phoenixville right now. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, guys. Jody, I think this humble hammer thing...
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That he's trying to pull in professional wrestling, they call it a swerve. I think there's going to be an unexpected change in storyline, and the haughty hammer is going to come out, the greatest heel turn of the century. Another,
Ooh.
It's going to be like Bash at the Beach '96, Hulk Hogan. No one expects it coming.
He could pull off a heel turn. I'll give you that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I remember when I lost 5-0 to beat the hammer, he went Caesar on my ass.
Ooh.
You're welcome for drop of the year finalist, by the way.
That was the day it started?
He went.
That was one of them?
Caesar. It was over the top haughty hammer. So
we need
to start sprinkling that in. Like, if you hit like a big forehand winner down the line.
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
That's how you do! Right down the line. Bang!
One of them?
Just getting a jump scare.
Oh, sorry. A little loud in your ear. A little loud.
Yeah, I might have been hearing damage now, but it's fine.
Yeah, so my, I guess, kind of a concern with the Phillies is, you know, they, let's say the bats start to wake up a little bit. We get a little bit more consistency out of Cassie and Stott. Could it potentially lull Dombrowski into a sense of comfort to not do anything at the trade deadline? Like, we clearly need a bat. We clearly need a relief arm. And it's just, you know, who do we call? Is it the Minnesota Twins for Duran and Buxton? Or I don't think we'll get both of them. But I hope he's doing something because we can't go into the playoffs if we end up making it current state. Like, we need a change.
So I'll say this, Ed. I don't agree with your words as stated 100%. I think they can. Like, I think they could win a World Series this way. It just would be a lot harder. They could really use a bat, and they could really use a relief pitcher. But if you have the 5th or 6th record in baseball best, you can't tell me they can't win with it. But we all know we'd like to see some degree of an upgrade. It's going to be hard, though. I want to get to some audio of Ruben and what he said yesterday, which was fascinating, about how hard it'll be. Ed, give me an answer for the Sandler tickets. Memorable public comments, a rant or non-rant.
You play to win
the game.
Yeah. Oh, Herm!
That was a good
one. Love Herm!
Yeah. Yeah, that was not exactly the Sixers' tanking philosophy. You play to win the game. Good stuff right there. All right, let's listen to Ruben. So Ruben's got a podcast, The Fish Show, along with Jim Salisbury and Todd Zalecki, and they covered a lot of ground, as they always do, including the approaching trade deadline. And one of the things that you can tell from Ruben and Jim is sort of like, hey, FYI, everybody, limit your expectations on what you think are going to come back, because it's going to be hard. Let's listen to Ruben.
We've been talking for weeks about how they need a back-end reliever or shutdown arm, whatever you want to call it. I think they need three of them. I think they need three relievers. I think they need a huge makeover in that bullpen.
And that's a tough, very tough thing to do, because you never – I mean, look at the times that they've tried to get three relievers in the past, and they all stunk.
One of them will come to the rotation.
If you can get one that's good, then you're lucky as hell, because you just never know. It's a crapshoot, man. Bullpen guys are a crapshoot. But, yes, you know, you got to try to – and I'm sure Dave Dombrowski's trying. There's other guys.
There's no doubt.
I mean, it's not really about whether or not he's making the effort to do so. It's about the price tag. And it's about the quality of the pitcher. And
they're trying.
There's not that many out there. You can count them on one finger or one hand.
They're trying. They'll get one. They're going to have to pay through the nose. And they might get a secondary guy. And then the third guy is going to have to come from the rotation. But
you can just tell they're saying, you know, just be careful in thinking so much is coming in the door. By the way, Jody, I don't know about you. The names that flashed in my head when Ruben had the first comment about when they try to get three relievers. I think he's talking about 01, when Dennis Cook and Turk Wendell were brought in here. Maybe there was a third guy. Here's what I remember. James, you might remember this. I think, and those guys were good pitchers for the Mets, but they were both kind of done when they got here. I think Turk Wendell gave up a game-winning home run in his first three appearances.
Whoa.
I think. I don't know if anyone else remembers this.
I can look it up.
I just remember in 01, they're in contention with the Braves for the division, shockingly. They get Dennis Cook and Turk Wendell, and like it was a fiasco of biblical proportions, which I betcha is what Ruben was thinking about.
It's funny what you remember, because you're right. Turk Wendell was pretty bad when he got here to Philadelphia. Yeah. He was good with the Mets.
He was outstanding.
He was damn good.
I know he was.
Two things that I will always remember about Turk Wendell. He wore a necklace when he pitched with a shark's tooth on it.
Bizarre.
Which was weird. Very. Really, really, really weird.
Very.
And every time he came off the mound, he would jump over the foul line sideways just because he was a nervous individual. And, when you pitch the way he pitched here in Philadelphia, that stuff annoys the snot out of you.
Yeah.
When he's going well, you think it's great. Oh, check out the shark's tooth. Right. All right, Turk, don't step by the foul line. When he's going bad, shut up, get in the dugout.
Yeah, and pitch better. Hey, we got two different Twitter poll questions of the day today, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive, ArminChevy.com. Poll question number one, prior to MLB's trade deadline, which, of course, is in just a couple weeks now, do you think the Phillies will make what, in the moment, feels like a big move? So we say in the moment because, like, we look back at something like Matt Stairs, who they acquired, and no one would say in that moment in 08, like, it felt big then. Like, it wasn't, seemingly. It became huge because of the one home run, but it wasn't something you'd say was like a Cliff Lee splash, go get him.
College football summer is no time to slouch, because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.